And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. It's coming up to 2 minutes past 11 and delighted to say that I'm joined in the studio now with Maria Jackson. Good morning to you, Maria.
Good morning.
And Maria, you're going to tell us a little bit about CARE. We know it's going 50 years.
Yeah, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year.
Tell us a little bit about it and who funded it or who founded it even?
CARE Social Services was founded 50 years ago, a group of volunteers who came together in the community who realised that there was certain needs that weren't being met, and they got together and they started off. It was initially a clothes bank, believe it or not, and then they set up a creche where they had children that came in from the community. And then over the years it's just developed and grown, and obviously today we have different services that are continuing on from what they had started, and we have home help. So we have a lot of home helps that work in the community who provide a fantastic support to elderly people in the area that we provide care to. We also have our Meals on Wheels service, where we have our fantastic staff who work in St. Anne's Court in our kitchen there, where we would have people in the community who come in and sit down and have meals there, as well as the provision of our Meals on Wheels.
Which is brilliant, so they can actually interact with the other people in the community.
We also have our citizens information, which is based in our office in 2 Sibyl Hill Road at the corner of Howth Road and Sibyl Hill. And we have a community minibus which we're currently looking for a volunteer driver for. So the four services that are ongoing at the moment with CARE, we're looking for volunteer drivers for our Meals on Wheels service. So the meals that are cooked in St. Anne's Court by our chef and our kitchen assistants, the volunteer drivers would go to the court there and collect the meals and deliver them. So it'd be a hot, nutritious meal that's delivered door to door to the elderly person who's requiring a meal.
Okay, so Maria, CARE, what does CARE stand for?
Well, the actual CARE, K-A-R-E, is the areas that we look after. So it's Colestor, Artane, Raheny and Edenmore. We also look after some parts of Coolock and some parts of Dunamead, especially with our Meals on Wheels service.
And it is actually, I suppose, focused on older people?
Yes, it is, yeah, most certainly. Especially in the provision of our home help service. So it's the provision of, you know, helping people at home to do things that they can't do for themselves. So primarily we're funded by the HSC for our for our home help service. So we provide personal care to elderly people at home, people who can't manage to help themselves to get washed and dressed and that in the morning time, you know, breakfast, prompting medication, that kind of thing. With some of the clients, we would go back to them, you know, at lunchtime or tea time or bedtime if they needed assistance with toileting or with personal care.
And is that all free of charge for the person?
Yeah, but they would have to have a referral through the HSC.
So
anybody who's looking for that service would need to contact their public health nurse in their local health centre.
And how do you keep going? Are you funded by the government?
We're funded by the HSC for our home help service, and we're part funded for our Meals on Wheels service. The clients do pay towards the meals that they would receive to their home. We also do fundraising activities, obviously, to keep the service going, because we are a charity. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, our funding from the HSC doesn't cover all of our costs. So yes, we are reliant on our fundraising activities.
So a lot of the people that are helping are volunteers.
Yes. The office staff, obviously, and the home help staff are paid staff, and some of the staff in the kitchen. Obviously, we have to adhere to certain health and safety guidelines, and all of our home help staff would be FITAC trained as well. So yes, we would be reliant on volunteers for delivery of our hot, nutritious meals to the people at their homes. We're reliant on some volunteers that we would have working in our office as well. So we're very lucky with that. But yes, we are a desperate need of new volunteer drivers as well.
So how many people, including volunteers, have you working at the moment?
We would have 60 plus volunteer drivers for our Meals on Wheels service, because we provide Monday to Friday, and with the volunteer drivers they would probably only work 1 hour a day in the delivery of the meals. Our home helps, we have 47 fantastic home helps working out in the community, and I can't emphasise that enough. They're absolutely excellent, and they've been with the service for many, many years. We also have then in the office, we have staff then based in the home help office, the Meals on Wheels office, and in the citizens information service as well.
So if anyone is listening probably out there who has an hour or two, if they've retired or something, mm-hmm. and they want to give something back, I suppose, to the community and have a few hours available a week. You know, this
that
could
would be
an opportunity for them. And it's very rewarding. You know yourself, if you're helping someone, and you know, as you said, there's a lot of people out there who need. Who need their help.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do and they go about then?
They'd need to contact our office. So if they would call to either 2 Sybil Hill Road, Raheny, or they can ring 805 8574, or they can go onto our website and fill out an application form. So it's www.caresocialservices.ie.
Okay, and we'll give them numbers out towards the end of the show as well, just to remind people. So you're saying it's 50 years this year.
50 years in
and
operation.
It's come a long way. It started off, as it says, as a clothes bank.
Yeah,
and
sure it is.
And we have all these... things you're doing now, like with the meals and the minibus. What is the minibus?
Our community minibus is unfortunately, it's off the road currently because we don't have anybody to drive it, so we're looking for a volunteer driver. And what we've been doing with the bus over the last number of years is we've been providing a service to our clients, whether they be our home help clients or our Meals on Wheels clients, to bring them to hospital appointments, to bring them to the doctor, to bring them on Fridays for their pension, to collect their pension and to do a little bit of shopping. And that's the kind of service that we've been providing with the bus. So we've had to, unfortunately, that service has ceased because we don't have anybody to drive the bus at
the
moment.
So that's really someone that you need kind of urgently drive for the bus.
Absolutely,
And obviously they'd have to have a clean driving licence.
Yes, they would need to have at least a D licence, but it would be ideal if they had the CPC licence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
We're also looking for, because our service, we're a charity, and we are governed by a volunteer board of directors, so we're also looking for volunteers to join our board of directors as well. And what that would involve would be a couple of hours once a month to meet at a board meeting and to sit down with management and go through, you know, everything that has occurred over the last month and with different things that are coming up within the organisation. It's very worthwhile. As I said, the charity's been going 50 years and there's quite a lot of people that are on the board have been there quite a long time and they've a lot of knowledge to you know, offer to anybody else that'd be interested in coming onto our board. Yeah.
So the driver of the bus that you're looking for, say they have to probably bring people for hospital appointments and for their pension. Do they actually have to get out of the bus and help, or are they just...
It would be ideal, obviously, if they were interested in helping in that way, because that's the type of service that we provide. We would possibly have somebody that would go out with them and assist in the bus on the days that they are going out. We have a couple of people that are fantastic with us from through the TUS process, and two of those lads are out delivering our meals with our Meals and Wheels drivers as well, and they're absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, great. It's a great thing to do. And the Meals on Wheels, like, we've heard that it's gone, like, I suppose years and years and years. But for people, like, it's so important, because I don't know whether, I know a lot of older people now that, I suppose, my mother's friends and, you know, through your own family, and a lot of them don't see anybody from one end of the week to the other, and even to have this delivered to their homes, to, you know, even see that person, even if it's done for a few minutes, and to get something nutritional into their bodies, it's great to provide. Now, I know you say it's for you know, the certain areas. Is there one of these all around struggles?
Yes, there is.
In every area there's a kind of, like,
and if anybody needs to avail of a Meals on Wheels service, all they need to do is contact their local health centre,
and they'll
be put in touch with whoever the Meals on Wheels provider is in the area. With ourselves, it would need to be, they can either contact us or they can do the same contact through their public health nurse or their GP. With the Meals on Wheels service, the driver calls to the door. So for somebody who's looking to be involved, either be a volunteer driver or to have a meal delivered to them, it's a hot, nutritious meal that they're getting. So more often than not, it's their main meal of the day that they're getting, but they're also getting a dessert delivered with it. With CARE being a charity, we're also linked with the Food Cloud, and Food Cloud is an initiative which two girls, Avian and Isolt, have brought to Ireland, basically, and it's in the reduction of food waste nationwide. So it's the bigger food providers that would donate to charity rather than the food that's still viable going to waste. So a lot of the days we would have extras through this Food Cloud that we can deliver out with our meals. So today, the main meal and a dessert, and the elderly person is also getting a yogurt delivered with it, and that's through the food club. Right. So there's extra benefits that we've been able to avail of through that. But the not only is it the service of the meal being delivered, but we would also have an occasion where an elderly person may not be able to get to the door for some reason or other, or when the door is not answered, we have to obviously follow through to see.
That's okay.
Yeah, and to ensure that the person is okay. So that would be a call from the driver back to the office, and we'd follow up with next of kin or whoever we would have as a contact point. And we have to continue following up until we find out where the person is. And in some cases, it's something simple, like the person has forgotten to tell us that they're not going to be there. Mm. And that's fine, you know, as long as we get a hold of them. But there have been instances. We had one yesterday where, you know, a lady was at the end of the stairs when the driver arrived and an ambulance had to be called. So these are things that people are not aware of, you know.
Exactly.
The extra,
and then if they hadn't have seen anyone,
exactly,
only for the meals and meals, yeah, they could have been left there for a few days. So it's about 150 meals a day you do, is it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
How many people do you have working in the kitchen to do these meals?
We have our chef, Alan, who's fantastic. We also have Pauline, his assistant. And we have Ulian, who's one of the lads who's helping out at the moment in the kitchen through the TOOS programme. And then we'd have various volunteers that might help out in the kitchen throughout the week. Yeah.
So it's all good. So what time in the morning would you start preparing these meals at?
Well, the kitchen staff are in from 8 in the morning. And they're there until 2 o'clock, because in the kitchen it's the preparation of the meals that are being delivered out, but it's also they cook meals for people that come in the court to sit down and have a meal there as well.
Right. And how many roughly community would you have coming in to sit down in the community?
It could be anywhere up to 20, possibly 30 in a day. Different days people avail of the service, and other days, you know. So you're looking at probably between 20 and 30.
And would they have to kind of book to say they're coming on?
No, they just come in and the staff would know the days that they, you know, a lot of them, the regulars would have their days that they come in.
And in this place where they sit and have the meals, is there anything else going on for them? Like, will there be any entertainment or anything for them?
Not at the time of the meals, but it's in one of the Dublin City Council residential courts. Mm. So the residents there would have their own activities that they would have throughout, you know, different times on different days. Yeah. Like one of the afternoons, they have bingo on and they have art classes other days.
Great.
Yeah,
it is great. It's in your twilight years. You know,
absolutely,
it's nice to have company. Yeah, and yeah. I mean, loneliness is a terrible thing. So, you know, to have someone else there, just even to share a meal with.
Absolutely.
So yourself, Maria, how long are you with CARE?
I've been with CARE since March of 2014. And I took over as manager of services at the end of December. And I have to say it's been a fantastic journey so far, and I look forward to hopefully maybe another 50 years with CARE, who knows.
Yeah, hopefully. And it's so rewarding.
It's an absolutely unbelievably rewarding. It's not only the fact of, you know, you're looking at the service that we're providing. So with the citizens information, you have people walking in off the street to talk to our citizens information officer in Sybil Hill. So they're being getting information that they obviously have come looking for, whether it be in relation to social welfare or anything like that.
Now, is this just for older people as well?
No, that's anybody who wants to come in off the street looking for citizens information. And with that service as well, there's the free legal aid on a Monday night with solicitors, so people who can avail of the free legal aid service. But they would need to come and visit with our citizens information officer and obviously book that, because that would be quite a popular service. We also have in the home help service, as I said, with our 47 home helps working out in the community, and we have the girls then that work in the office there. In our Meals on Wheels service then, we would have obviously the kitchen staff, and the office is based in Sybil Hill for the meals for the kitchen. So we've a lot going on within the service. So it is a fantastic place to work, I have to say.
I'd say it is. And it'd be lovely to go out. You know, I find older people very interesting. I always have done. Mm-hmm. I love being in the company of older people. Even to probably go out and have a chat with somebody.
Yeah.
Just how's your day going? How are you getting on? You know, just to let them know they're still important. You
absolutely,
know, they're not there just sitting all day looking at a telly or seeing nobody.
And we all like a little bit of company. And whether it be, you know, a volunteer driver appearing at their door with a meal for a quick, you know, couple of minute chat, or whether it be a home help coming into them with a friendly smiley face, somebody that they've gotten to know over the years. You know, these are all important things for anybody, especially anybody who's isolated at home. They may not have anybody else coming to visit with them. And especially with the boom in Ireland, you know, a few years ago, where a lot of people, in order to get onto the property market, they had to move out of Dublin. So there's quite a lot of elderly people that don't have family around them any longer. There's also something else that we're involved in with care. In the community cafe, community club, through the age-friendly process, based down in Raheny. So the first Wednesday of every month at 10:30 in Cara Hall in Raheny, there's a community club. And it's for anybody over 55 who wants to come in, like to have a cup of tea, meet people, have a chat.
Yeah.
And there's guest speakers for that community club. That's the first Wednesday of every month at 10:30 in Cara.
We'll do up notes about that, and
that'd be fantastic. Yeah,
people know about it, because like that, the more you reach out, the more people hear, and it will probably go along. And I know sometimes it's hard for probably older people to make that step to mm-hmm. go along to something like mm-hmm. that, because they probably don't know anybody else.
Exactly.
But as I said, you know, they're all in the same situation. Go in just to have a chat. But at the moment, you're really focusing on getting people a driver for the
yes.
bus.
Yes.
More people to deliver Meals on Wheels. And you have to remember, these drivers give their time, and the cars and the petrol free.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's very, I suppose, rewarding for them and very good of them to be doing it. But at the moment, that's what you're really focusing on.
Yes.
To get
yeah.
these people.
And like, as I said, mm-hmm. our service is 50 years in operation. We want to continue for at least another 50 years. And we've only been able to do that on the back of the volunteers that we have had over the years. So this is a big shout out and thank you to all of the volunteers who are currently working with us and who have in the past. Because without them, the service couldn't operate.
And can you give the phone number out one more time,
yeah.
Maria?
It's 805-8574.
And they can ring that number if they want to find out more information.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Brilliant.
And the website is www.caresocialservices.ie. And we're also on Facebook as well.
.ie.
Yeah. And on our web page, as I said, we are obviously 50 years in operation. We have a few fundraising activities this year, you know, being the 50th anniversary. And we had our 50th anniversary celebration quite recently in Parnell's GAA Club, where we had some of the local TDs and we had our Lord Mayor, Christy Burke, attend. And we also had Moya Doherty, a big thank you to her, who did a beautiful speech on the day and was there to talk to people. So it was a fantastic event. And that was to kick off our events for our 50th anniversary
and
year.
And what else have you got lined up now? What are the fundraising events?
We have a lot of Churchgate collections coming on board over the next coming weeks. We have the church in Artain, and we have St Brendan's in Coolock Village on the weekend of the 4th and 5th of July. So please feel free to donate as we're shaking our buckets outside. But we also have a donate button on our website that we would hope that people might, you know, think about clicking on and donate.
Great. Listen, Marie, it was great talking to you today.
Thank you so much.
I hope listeners got more information about the work you do. And it is amazing to think you're going 50 years. And mm-hmm. hopefully, as you say, it will continue another 50 years. And feel free to come in anytime you want and let us know what's happening, or if there's like your fundraising events coming up. Do let us know.
I will do.
Advertise it. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thanks.